The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
From Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles, it's the San Jose Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings, and it's also the Father's Trip. Father's Trips are always important, Drew, and it's a time to reflect on who helps you get to the National Hockey League. We've had a nice chat with John Goodrow, with Mark Warsawski, with so many different dads that are here, and a lot of new ones this year. And it always strikes me how well they and how quickly they all get along because they have so much in common.
Yeah, it's always a great tradition that has happened now with all the teams. They're bringing their dads and then the mom's trip. I really like how Ryan Warsawski and the coaching staff have brought the dads into the meetings and the coaches' meetings, the video meetings in with the team. It brings everybody into the group, part of the family, and as Ryan Warsawski likes to say, connected. And it also gives the fathers a little bit of an eye-opener of the work that everybody puts in just for one single game. It is it's a very cool tradition, and it's always fun to watch the fathers. But the only thing that really bothers me, Danny, about the father's trip is now you and I are older than the dads. I remember a time when we were younger than the dads.
It's crazy. We are a lot older than they are.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, there's some mentors that are on the trip, too, and that's one of the interesting stories here. Barrett Jackman, who played for the St. Louis Blues for so many years, was such a tough opponent to the Sharks and all those playoff appearances. He's here because he was a mentor for Ryan Reeves when Ryan was a rookie with the Blues organization. And what's really interesting is we've got Jamal Mayers on this trip. He's with me tonight, and he was a mentor for Jackman when he was an 18-year-old rookie. So we've got a couple of generations here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And, I remember Joe Thornton going with the Toronto Maple Leafs when Austin Matthews called him in as a mentor on their father's trip. It's fun. And Barry Jackman's one of those old-school guys, the way that he played. He was kind of one of the last of the old-school guys in the NHL. And some great stories, listening to he and Jamal talk and Reaver talk. It's a really fun time to be around these teams because if we forget sometimes we get so enclosed in our game and our little bubble. And when the dads come, it kind of opens your eyes a little bit and you remember, you know, your dad, my dad, all the fathers and helped us along the way. And then, you know, for me as a dad now, you just think to yourself, geez, it's been a long journey.
Well, you're also a grandfather now.
So now I'm really old. In fact, just talking to my daughter today about my granddaughter's 5, and they're doing skating classes. So I have to research and how to get Rosie some skates, and bring him to Edmonton when we're there next this month.
Costs a little more than it used to.
Yeah, but she's only 5, so we'll be okay for a while.
For a little while, it'll all work out, and Rosie will be a great skater, so that'll be what it's all about. I want to talk about something else. You mentioned the word the work that's put in, and I just thought of something. The picture next to the word putting in work in the dictionary is next to a guy named Mike Aldrich, who today is celebrating his 2,500th game as a trainer. That, to me, is an incredible number. These guys have a thankless job. We get in at 2 in the morning sometimes, but they're up till 5 in the morning doing the laundry, getting things ready for the practice the next morning. They have to have everything ready by 8:30 when the coaches come in. What an amazing career, and you go back with him to the very beginning.
Yeah, we go back a long, long way. The great thing is that Mikey and I got to work together in Kansas City. I've never had so much fun on the bench in my life, and Mike was fantastic, but you're right about the work. We did a Shark Bite episode years and years and years and years ago where we followed the training staff for a day, the training and equipment staff for a day, and as you said, we get in at 2, they get back to the hotel by 4 or 5, and then they're up right away, they get a couple hours sleep, they always have to grab sleep whenever they can, but an equipment manager, a trainer, that staff are the pulse of your team. A good one, a great one like Mikey, and the staff that the Sharks have can help elevate a team and their performance and their culture and the culture. Ones that are not as good can do the reverse. Most of these guys are fantastic, sacrifice for the team, do a lot of work, and they work their tails off. And yet, when you walk in the room, hey, Mikey, how you doing? Good, man. How you doing? They're always in that mood because they know that they have an importance in their job. They're appreciated by the players. They're appreciated by the staff. But they can be the pulse of your team, help the pulse of your team. Mikey Aldrich and I, like I said, you know, I used to try to help him pack the bus in the old days in Kansas City, and he would just finally look at me and go, you know what, stay a coach. You don't know how to pack where they have systems for everything. And they're the people behind the scenes that make the players great.
You know, I find out very interesting when the moms come to visit and they go into the locker room, the first thing they say is, my God, it's so organized. It's amazing. Everything's perfect. How come my son's not like that?
Because he's got other guys doing it for him. That's why. But you're absolutely right. It's so organized. Everything they do is organized. Loading the equipment onto the plane, loading the equipment off the plane, helping pack the bags, hanging the equipment when they come back after a game, either in San Jose or on the road. It's amazing what they do, and they don't ask for anything more. This is the job that they chose, and they do it with a smile on their face. And it's amazing to me that some days that we don't walk into a dressing room at like 10 in the morning like we did today and see them sleeping. But they're not. They've got all the energy and all the love in the world, and they're loved by the guys because the guys know that they are a huge part of the team.
Well, the team put together a great T-shirt, a picture of a very young Mike Aldrich from his Kansas City days, a big number, a name Aldrich on the front of it with a 2500 on it. They all put them on. The dads were there. It was a really nice thing this morning. You know, you mentioned, you know, loading up the plane. Tonight after the game is over, we're going to go out to the airport. Yeah. And now we're in Los Angeles, so we're lucky. The weather is nice. Yeah. But they'll get out there, and they will load everything up, and then they'll get on the plane, and they'll fall asleep on the plane because they're so tired. But I'm thinking about it when we go to Winnipeg, when we go to Toronto, when we go to Ottawa, and it's 15 below zero outside or worse, and they still have to go out there and do all of that work, and they have to do it because the airline personnel don't know how to load a plane properly to make it all work. These guys do to make sure that everything is organized properly. There we are again. And so it's no surprise that they're going to sleep. But I just want to say, and I know you believe this, number one, Mike's the best that there is. Yeah. But number two, we really appreciate everything that these guys do for all of us, too.
Yeah. They look out for us, too. You know, some of the stuff that we get to wear with Sharks logos on it, they take care of us. You're wearing one right now. I've got one in the room. They take care of us, too. They take care of everybody. They are not the caretakers. They are the, I don't even know how to describe it. They're
stewards?
The stewards. That's the best way to put it. Absolutely.
They really, really are in charge of making sure that everything's okay. And nobody is happier for the trainers than the players themselves, yeah. Especially when you win big games, which the Sharks want to do tonight. Andre Kopitar probably not going to be in the lineup tonight. We're not sure about that, but he's out. Joel Armia also seems to be injured for the Kings. But this is a team tonight that is a very good counter team. They take advantage, and they've got guys like Kevin Fiala, and they got Brant Clark on defense, and Drew Doughty is still going strong. This is a really tough team to beat, and believe it or not, I can't believe it, it's our only visit here.
Yeah, you mentioned that today, but I remember it was preseason you and I did the game here. But yeah, it's the only one. The networks have taken over those games. But it's a big game for the Sharks. These next games, this stretch that we're going through, back-to-back, 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 huge stretch because of the competition the Sharks are playing and where the Sharks are in the standings. And they've got to be able to put some wins together. They've got to be able to stack game after game after game on top of each other. And this has been a tough team to play against because of what they do in the neutral zone. But the Sharks, if they can get their pace going, they get that game, they get some skating, some slash skating going, all a few things that they need to do, have that detail in their game, they're going to have a good chance tonight.
It's going to be a good one. They got to play the full game like they played the third period against the team last night, and the Sharks are doing that. We're on the air at 7 o'clock. Jamal Mayers is with me. This broadcast today is dedicated to Mike Aldrich and all of the great trainers out there, and, of course, to all the dads as well. Until later today, that's the morning skate for today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.